All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Frank Cabo, Dr. Bobby Call in studio. And I tell you who else is in studio, none other than Chris Sill, and he has the Olympic report tonight.
Cabo, thank you. All right, guys, so baseball, Virginia baseball team is going to be honored by the Washington Nationals September 9th, which is tomorrow, in a pregame ceremony, and Coach Brian O'Connor will get an interview on the board in the second inning. Another update from the summer, three recent draftees were called to the majors this season. Chris Taylor, drafted in 2012, is with the Mariners. Jared Parker was called up. He was drafted in 2010. And then Phil Gosselin with the Braves was also drafted in 2010, was called up to the majors this year.
And Phil Gosselin is actually going to be at the game at the Nats because the Nats are playing the Braves that night.
That's right. So cross country, second year, Mike Marcello was named ACC Men's Cross-Country Performer of the Week last Tuesday. Marcello led UVA to dual meet wins over Duke, FSU, Liberty, Norfolk State over the weekend. Men's golf 13-ranked UVA won the Northern Intercollegiate, the 13-team tournament, and it was the 15th win by Bowen Sargent. Men's soccer, number 3 Virginia, topped number 18 UAB 2-1. Deep Run native Todd Wharton had the game-winning assist, and they faced Virginia Tech on Friday night at 8 a.m. It's the first ACC game of the year. Swim team, third-year Courtney Bartholomew and second-year Leah Smith were named to the USA Swing national team roster. Men's tennis, first-year Henrik Wiersholm advanced to the round of 16 in the U.S. Open Junior Championships last week. Field hockey, number 6 Virginia beat number 7 Princeton on Sunday afternoon. Women's golf, first-year incoming player Liberty Anderson won the VSGA Women's Amateur Championship back in July. Wasn't sure if y'all talked about that earlier or not. Women's soccer, number 3 Virginia, remains undefeated after beating Samford in Alabama on the road last week, improving to 5-0. Women's tennis, Julia El Baba reached the finals in the American Collegiate Invitational at the U.S. Open, although she lost on Saturday. And then women's volleyball, Cavaliers improved to 6-0 on the year after the weekend's Cavalier Classic, defeating Navy, Alabama, and LIU Brooklyn over the weekend. This is their best start since 2006, I believe.
And we must not forget that in women's tennis, Danielle Collins, the NCAA defending champion, got a draw position into the main draw and played quite well and won the first set against number 2 seed Simona Halep. Simona Halep unfortunately got a little hacked off and won the second and third sets in about 45 minutes. But at least Danielle got to play in the main draw, the U.S. Open, and I'm sure that's a thrill she'll never forget. All right, let's talk about this week's games in the ACC.
East Carolina, Virginia Tech at noon down in Blacksburg. The Hokies coming off the big win. Pirates have any chance in that one, Bobby?
I don't think so. But there shouldn't be a letdown this year.
No.
I'd say Tech's taking that one.
Interesting game. Kansas is at Duke. If that was a basketball game, it would be a big game. I'm not sure about football.
All right, we're going to have to interrupt this real quick. Dr. Dalton's on the line. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I apologize. I got tied up in a meeting.
That's all right. All right. Real quick, no huge news. We did hear that Siddiqui Olunrewaju, who has basically been on IR with a knee problem, is expected back in practice this week. He's a left tackle. Demetrius Nicholson is still healing, but participating in some individual drills. He's the star cornerback. I think the most interesting thing that happened during the game from a potential injury situation was Henry Coley, UVA's leading tackler, number 44, the middle linebacker, had a stinger in his neck. And quickly, for about 30 seconds, can you tell us what you know about that sort of thing and what does he have to do to rehab?
Well, that can be any number of things. It can either stretch your neck so much that it stretches the nerve roots as they come out of the spine. So you don't break the bones, you don't get paralyzed, but it stretches all the nerves, and it's primarily a rest thing that kind of recovers on its own. So fortunately, he didn't break any bones or cause any permanent damage, but that can be a potentially devastating injury.
Well, he is, I'm sure, going through treatments all week, and it's wild. He only missed one play, and he wasn't dazed or anything. It wasn't a concussion scenario, but you could tell right after he hit the offensive player and rolled over him and bounced off the turf. And Bobby and I both noticed the same thing.
Yeah, I think he was checking to make sure his head was fully attached to his body.
Yeah, I mean, that's always a scary scenario when you see a hit like that. But I suspect he just got a stretch injury to the nerves right as they exit the spinal cord. So that should not have any permanent problems.
All right, we got 5 seconds. Thank you, Dr. Vince Dalton from Ortho Virginia. Go Wahoos, beat Louisville on Saturday.
Talk to you next Monday at 6 o'clock.